What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 424 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are wrapping up our female-led action movie month with a little movie from 1986 called Aliens. Now, I don't need to ask you if you've seen this movie. I know you love this movie, as do most people. This is a big one, so we're not going to get into the whole, have you seen it? No, listen, this is widely considered one of the greatest sequels of all time. Anytime you like talk with people about what are the best sequels, you'll usually get Godfather 2, Terminator 2, Aliens. Those are usually like the first three that anyone thinks of. So this is like a well-regarded, well-known movie. Took this franchise from sci-fi horror into full-blown sci-fi action. So Alex, I know you watched it. We both watched it fairly recently because we did a ranking of the Alien movies, but how many times have you seen this movie? I'll ask that instead of when's the last time you watched it.
I've seen this a lot, more than 100 times. And I watch mostly the director's cut, the special edition version from the 90s. I've seen the theatrical cut like a lot, but I prefer the director's cut because I feel like the storyline is more flushed out. It gets more story in there. I'm driven. When we did this review, I watched the theatrical cut, because I wanted to see the 4K version of the theatrical versus the director's. That's what I watched. But yeah, I've seen it dozens. I think it's the best one, but I could see why people pick the first one also.
Yeah. So. Yeah, equally as good, essentially. I'd probably give them the same score. It's just like, which one do you prefer? All right, we're not going to spend a lot of time with crap. Let me give you these Rotten Tomato scores. They're amazing, obviously, especially coming off of these horrible Taken movies that we had to do and In the Blood. This has the same exact critic and audience score, 94% for both. Wow. So we're talking about an all-timer here. So let's just jump right in. Lead character, this is iconic. Ellen Ripley, played by the great Sigourney Weaver. And we could talk about her friends too, you know, like the other Marines, but she is the main character. She is the one that drives everything. So take it away.
Yeah, so this movie's kind of weird, right? Because it is Sigourney Weaver in the lead role, but throughout the whole movie, she is surrounded by Marines most of the time. She's on screen with Hux, you know, Bill Paxton most of the time, Newt, the little girl most of the time, and then Michael Biehn's character, I forgot what his, Hicks, is it?
Hicks.
He's Hicks. So Hicks. You got those characters, but in terms of her herself, phenomenal. Very strong presence, very dominant. I like that she's not in the get-go, like super duper, like I'm tough and I could do this. Like we know what she did in the first movie, what she survived. She was shitting in her pants. This movie, she was still shitting in her pants. And then they were like, well, let me pick up a gun, teach me how to shoot, which I was a little bit, I would say that. That's one of my nitpicks. She didn't go shooting in the range or nothing. She just literally learned how to put this gun together and then she just shot. But I'm okay with it. Like the way it's aliens, they're big, and there's 400 rounds going towards. So you're going to hit something.
Shoot in their general direction.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a shotgun. If you don't know how to shoot, just take a shotgun and just point and shoot because there's like thousands of bullets coming out of that one thing instead of like a pistol. Yeah. But I'm okay with it. That's my only nitpick. But other than that, James Cameron did a great job. I will say this, and Nate, I don't know how you agree, if you agree with me or not. James Cameron has a knack on making great female action characters. Like Sarah Connor, a waitress, didn't know how to use guns, but then in part two, army vet looking character, right? But it progressed. It's not from the get-go, like how we get new movies now in 2024, the girls are dominant over the men and all this crap. Like, come on, you gotta let it build up and then make me like the character. We don't get that.
Yep.
This one, James Cameron did a great job with both. So Sigourney Weaver, I liked her character a lot. It worked very well. My favorite Marine is Bill Paxton. Oh, Bill Paxton is my dude.
Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson is my dude. When he wakes up and he's yelling and all that, and then the black sergeant's like, Hudson, get here now. he scolds him like a little kid. He's like, get here. I love those scenes. But yeah, I think the Marines fit perfect with this franchise. It was necessary, but it worked. So, and you know, she was right all along about the aliens and stuff when she was defending herself with the people. But I gave her a 5. So.
I'm not gonna spend a lot of time here. I agree. I gave it a 5. Ellen Ripley is one of the greatest, I think, one of the greatest female lead characters in a franchise of any genre, period. Mm. Sci-fi, horror, think Final Girls, think, you know, like you have women who do multiple movies of any franchise. Ellen Ripley's maybe the best. Sigourney Weaver plays her extremely well. I love that. You're right. James Cameron, he showed people how to write a great female character in an action movie without making her ultimate.
Yeah.
Still has flaws, still is a woman, is not a man. Nowadays, you get like these movies where like the women are just men, basically. They could beat up any 6'5" guy, even if they weigh 100 pounds. They can like jump 20 feet in the air. They could shoot like she's not that. She's still, at the end of the day, mostly it's her motherly instincts for Newt kind of that drive her to, you know, make sure that she survives. Iconic scene in the freaking machine that she comes out against the queen alien. Oh. I mean, great lines. I agree with the Marines too. Like, well, Bill Paxton's always fun in everything. He's like Forrest Whitaker to me in that every time he's in something, I like him. He's always good. He's always good, right? Like they don't play the same type of roles, but they're the kind of actors. It's like, oh, look, it's Bill Paxton. RIP. He was great. I love Michael B. Michael Biehn's not a great actor, but he's good in Cameron movies. Like he was cool as Kyle Reese. I liked him in this as Hux. So yeah, I think the Marines add flavor and she carries it. Amazing. 5 out of 5. Okay. Villains. No, not only do you have like the Wayland Corporation or whatever, right? What's that guy's name? Paul Reiser or whatever. He's annoying. But we got aliens. Lots of aliens and a queen alien. So what did you think of the villains?
His name was Burt. Wasn't it Burt?
Burke. Carter Burke.
Burke. Yeah, I was going Burt. Well, yeah, Burke. Okay, so I'm going to break this up into two because there's multiple villains in this movie besides the aliens, the known ones, the humans. Let's get to that one first, okay? They're assholes. They sent a whole colonist to this thing to get killed. And that's what they did, right? And that's where I think the director's cut is different from the theatrical cut, because they give you more of the fat. You see the family and the kids running around and all that, and you're like, holy crap. And so it's showing you when Ripley asks all that stuff, and then when they say, oh yeah, we have all the colonist people. So like, they show you all that with the director's cut. Theatrical, they didn't. They cut all that out. But I liked it. I thought they were pretty much assholes. Now the aliens. I don't know, Nate. Queen alien. Mucho badass. I mean, his most iconic is the queen alien and all the xenomorphs. I mean, all of them coming towards them. The face hugger. Oh my God. The face hugger scene where she walks in and you see the thousands of eggs and then she starts to flame them. Very iconic scenes are those eggs, like the eggs opening up.
Yeah.
And then you see the thing. So like, I'll let you go because honestly, I mean, there's so much iconic scenes in this movie to break up, but I gave it a 5 because the human element is more evil than the xenomorphs. And then, of course, the xenomorphs themselves. So, yeah, there's nothing you can say. Those dudes are dope. I love their designs. Yeah, they're great.
And they look different than the first movie. They're like different. They have a different design. Okay, humans, I agree. You know, anytime you're getting like big corporations, they're always bad, right? Like, oh, these big, all they care about is money, making money, figuring out how to use this to make weapons. It's always weapons. They're always trying to do something like that, right? So yes, I agree. If it was just like two aliens and it was still that, they'd still get a good score. However, there are 800 million aliens. like James Cameron said, how many xenomorphs were on that ship in the first movie? One. He said, maybe let's have 1,000. He didn't go from 1 to 20 to 30. He went to the biggest number. Like there's just, you got 1 million face huggers, you get 2 million xenomorphs, and then the queen. I mean, what a design. Absolutely fantastic. This is a video game. This movie is a video game. Before they made movies that are like video game like, this movie is, and there was, you know, in the 80s, they didn't have video games like this. So this probably inspired video games like shooting games, where it's just like wave after wave of these things and they're nonstop. They don't care. They don't have a conscience. They're just trying to kill. A 5 out of 5. What more can you ask for a group of characters to go up against than this? And they got to deal with this crooked, shady business people as well. I mean, again, perfect. I agree with you. Okay, here we go. Action scenes.
It's really, you know, it's funny because honestly, if you really pull back, it's not as much. It's more suspense thriller with the army in it, right? Because they mostly shooting towards the ending. That's when everything unfolds, because they all got killed when it does that one scene that reminded me of Predator 2. Remember in the meat factory?
Oh, yeah.
When he destroys them? It's kind of literally eerie, similar to those two scenes. But anyway.
Predator 2 copied this, though, because that came
out first. No. Yeah, that's what I mean. But I'm just saying it's very eerily similar, because other than that, he pretty much took away all their firepower. It's just now one versus many, like you said. But I'm going to give it a 5, because the scene, and there's only one scene that you could really sum it up and go, this is action at its finest while suspense at the same time with thriller and going, what the fuck is going to happen in the scene? Is the scene that they bolt themselves in that room and the beacons are going crazy and they're like, well, they're 8 yards in front of the door and they're like, oh man, did we forget to patch up this thing? And I'm like, and I remember watching it for the first time, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, where are they? They're not in the bottom. And then when they looked up, I said, don't tell me they're in the ceiling. And when they creeped up and you saw all of them, yeah, and then they fall and they start shooting and mayhem just explodes. It's sudden, huck, my man, Bill Paxton dies there. Yeah. But it's such an iconic scene because honestly, it's just, these dudes could go anywhere. And I loved it. I thought it worked very well. James Cameron, I keep saying this shit in all our reviews. For an excellent action director, he is still harped up on this damn Avatar shit. He could have had like multiple action movies under his belt. He has a knack for storytelling and a knack for telling good action sequences and holding, like, that scene alone is so suspenseful. There's so much other scenes that you're going to bring up, but that one alone, you're just like, holy hell. And they got to escape because that room just kept flooding with aliens. And I was like, oh shit. But anyway, that alone, I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I agree with what you said at the start. It's tough because it's like, okay, on one hand, this is, if you've never seen it, like, let's say you've never seen Aliens, and the way people talk about it, you would think like this is a non-stop action extravaganza, and yeah, it's not. There is story, there's characters, they build up to certain things, there's suspense. Like, this and Alien, they do go really well together, because at the end of the day, at their heart, they're both suspenseful movies, right? One leans more suspense horror, right, making it a monster movie, like a very distinct monster movie. Whereas this one leans more, you know, suspenseful, and then there's action. There's not really action in Alien. Whereas here, you get these moments. Now, the thing is, the moments are so great that it's hard to be like, oh, you know, 3. Because if you're just talking quantity, because this is a pretty long movie, it's not that short. It's like, it's over 2 hours. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something. The regular version of it, the one we watched. I think 2 hours 17 or 2 hours 15, something like that. Anyway, it's not, I would not give it a 5 if we were talking about just a sheer amount. However, it is so well executed. It's James, I agree with everything you said about James Cameron. I don't love all his movies, no, but if you want to talk about talent, as a filmmaker, there's second to none. There's not many better, honestly. Is he a great writer? No. Is he a great director? Absolutely, 1,000,000%. So I think his imagination, his ability to shoot these moments, that scene is amazing. The scene with the queen and the robot too, like, it still holds up now, and it's not all CGI, no CGI. You know what I mean? Like, watching this, it's like, dang, why don't they make movies like this anymore, where it looks like you could feel the stuff? You know what I mean? So just on an execution level, and there is enough for me to, I feel comfortable giving it a 5 because it is so well done. It's thrilling. It's exciting. Sure, there's not there's not an hour's worth of action, but it doesn't need it. It's extremely well done. Like, this is top tier direction, in my opinion. So,
you got to even think about also, look at the scene where Alien doesn't talk, right? The Alien Queen doesn't talk, but her and Sigourney Weaver has a communication where she's blowing up eggs and she tells all the aliens to move back. And they all move back and she's like, oh, she goes, oh, I got an upper hand here. And they're having a communication, not even saying nothing. They just respect each other. And she's like, oh, I'll let you go if you let my eggs, whatever. And she's just, she's just grid, you know, explosions and all that. And which is such a high tense moment in the film, because it's like, you know, Sigourney does have the upper hand. Of course she does. But for the Alien Queen to be like, well, you know, like, negotiating without even saying nothing. And like, that's what I'm saying. Pure genius in directing, because how he did it with that puppeteering, it felt so dope. Like, it not 20,000 cuts like Taken. simple cuts. Yep. And I was like, oh, okay. She didn't say much, but all you saw was aliens move back. And you're like, oh, damn. She told them dudes like, don't rush this girl. She's about to blow everybody up. So again, that's why I gave it a 5. It's just such a, this is so genius.
You won't get an argument from me. All right. Storyline.
Okay. Now, two ways to this, right? If you like the theatrical cut, stretched longer character arcs, all that character development is there. The theatrical cut is shorter, more compact aliens into the genre of action and high suspense thriller, blah, 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 blah. Storyline. If you're into the story, see, Nate, it's crazy because I like this movie a lot. I love this movie. But what keeps gravitating me into this movie is not much the story. Like, I love the action of it. The storyline is fine for me. I think this is a perfect sequel to the first one. I mean, perfect to perfect. Now, we have Romulus, which is not an action movie, so we could talk about it. We have Romulus that slots between this movie and that one, right? Which is another, to me, it's just a genius movie.
Yeah.
In terms of, and it's funny because I prefer Romulus over Alien, which, again, they both the same movie. But I just think it's the high tension and all the face huggers coming towards whatever. So I like it. But imagine a modern version of this Aliens with how they filmed Romulus. I think you have a recipe for success. And I'm very shocked with Alien 3 and 4, they never went down that route. I never understood why they didn't, but it is what it is. I think the storyline in this movie, and I'm going to give it its kudos. I'm going to give it a 5 because it continues the story. Yes, we know Romulus slots in between, so I'm not going to count that. But I think from going from Aliens 1 into Aliens 2 is a perfect seemingly transition. I think James Cameron did an excellent job pivoting what this franchise we're going to go to and what it could have been. And this is what I mean. They asked Ridley Scott about if he ever had a deal on place, if he was going to do Aliens 2. And I think they told him or something like that, that like he wasn't coming back or something like that. Like they gave it to James Cameron more than him. And he said that he had an idea for a sequel after the first one. So they pivoted. They went with Cameron. It worked. Success. What would it really look like if it was Ridley Scott? Because he's not known for action, Ridley. He's more of a storyteller. He's more of a, yeah, he's just a storyteller type of guy. I mean, yeah, he does Gladiator and all that stuff, but Black Hawk Down, I don't know him.
Huh? I had action. He's done movie. He's done action, but he's not an action director.
Like his
Tony
brother.
Scott was the action director.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they would have pivoted, or we would have got the aliens that we got now, or would have been another alien, plus maybe an additional 2 just to make it scarier. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I mean. And that's why I think this storyline is perfect, because it blends the story of sci-fi horror with the action. So he brought two genres together that would bring popcorn to everybody. So I gave it a 5. And that's the reason why.
I mean, yeah, you made some fair points there. You know, even like, I love Alien the most. I think it's my favorite one. But
yeah,
even then, like, these stories in both, they're very simple. We're not talking overly complex. You know, if anything, as far as this franchise is concerned, I think Prometheus tried to have the most complex, I would say that's the most complex storyline in the sense of what it's trying to tell. You know what I mean? What is Alien? People on a ship, they get this thing, jumps on this guy's face, and it unleashes a creature. There's not much to it. That is not some kind of incredible, it's smart, it's good, it makes for a good film. The reason it's great is everything else, right? The characters, the acting, the sets, the suspense, the creature design. Like, that's what makes it a classic film. I feel the same way about Aliens. A bunch of people, Marines, get sent to this planet. They get overrun by aliens. They gotta survive. It's a survival. This is a survival movie. There's not, you know, yeah, okay, you got the business stuff where, you know, there's some ideas there that, you know, what are you willing to sacrifice? Who are you willing to sacrifice to, like, for financial gain stuff? But they don't really, like, go overboard into it. So, however, we're talking about as an action movie. I can't think of anything in the story that's like bad or dumb. You know what I mean? That's kind of what, sometimes I have to approach it that way, where it's like, okay, the plot is simple, but the script is pretty good. I like the dialogue. The characters are well written. You like all the characters, or the ones you're supposed to. Like, Bishop is cool. I love Bishop. We didn't even talk about Bishop. Love Bishop in this. Cool. You know, like, as far as Lance Henriksen's great, it's simple, but it's effective. I don't think it's, I agree. I gave it a 5. Now, if you're going to ask me, Nate, is this the greatest script for a, no, It's not. No, this is not the greatest script for an action movie. And as far as sequels go, I would say Terminator 2, as far as like Cameron movies, like that's a way more complex script with the time traveling with it and perfectly executed. And this one was too. They're different. But, you know, to me, if you're going to say, okay, the story was perfectly executed and then the surrounding, everything about it really worked. Yeah, I'm cool giving it a 5. I think it's simple and effective, but it's good. It's very good. It's not the greatest, but it works for this movie. And I agree with you too. It ties to the first movie very well. There's no real, like, you could totally see this just being a continuation of the character, of the world that they built. So I don't really have any problems with it. Okay. I guess we're going to know where we're going here, but what did you give it overall?
Overall. Okay, so I'm going to give it a 5 for theatrical and directors. And you could go either one, whatever you people enjoy. Like, I enjoy the directors, like I said in the beginning. I enjoy them more than the theatrical cut. One thing you did say that works very well, and this is why I gave this an overall 25. When you talked about Prometheus, that is, if let's say that was a sequel to The Aliens, you already could see people checked out. Because that franchise did not do good. Whether it was Prometheus, Covenant, did not work, right? And I know you're going to tell me, I know, I'm going to hear it. I know there's fans of it. I know there's people that enjoyed it. No, I know you did enjoy it. But what I mean is that, yes, there are fans that do enjoy it. But to be honest with you, most of the people checked out because they were just like, I wanted to see Xenomorphs. Yep. They didn't care about the origin. While it was a nice thing to see, I would have been like, okay, that's pretty cool. But to be honest with you, you already saw the writing on the wall when there was not much Xenomorphs. And that's the scary thing, where James Cameron was like, we're going to give your asses, like you said, thousands of Xenomorphs with guns, and let's see what happens. And people ate it up, and they sucked it up. And there you go. There you have it. You have two versions of it. You got your alien, your aliens, and that's it. I thought it worked very well. The storyline is very complex. No. It was just people going there to see if the colonist is still alive, and that's it. And while doing that, you got a human element trying to bring an alien back to Earth so they could weaponize it, which is a dumb thing to do, but he did not know what he was doing, and he gets eaten too, Bert. So, I mean, how intense was that too when he took the gun and put Sigourney Weaver and Newt in that room in the lab?
Yeah.
And they had to fight through that. And Hudson was like, they had to go through that double wind, the glass thing. And I thought that was all dope. I was like, man.
That's like a classic scene, I feel like. It always like sticks out.
It does. It does. And that's when my boy Bill Paxton goes up to him and he's just like, he's dead meat, man. When he's interrogating him, you're so gone, man. Yes. Oh, man. Like, so again, you got a lot of classic lines from Bill Paxton to Sigourney Weaver. So many things. And on the score is amazing. I think the score is really good too. And Bishop, I like the robot in this one. I wasn't too crazy with Ash. I thought Ash was scary in the first movie. I ain't gonna lie, Nate.
He's creepy.
Ash scared the shit out of me as a kid when he started spitting up milk and doing all that stuff.
And then his body's like, he's like, yeah, he's gross.
He is gross. And then he grabs the what's his name? My boy in the tit. He grabs the dude's dick. He's like, oh yeah. He grabs his pec muscle and he's twisted.
Nurple.
He gave him the purple nurple.
He's like, titty twister from
he's
hell.
Just like, But then they brought him back in Romulus. I thought it was pretty cool. Bishop was really cool. Great guy. Iconic character too, right? Lance Hedrick, what was his name?
Yeah.
Very iconic because he plays Bishop and then he's Waylon throughout the entire timeline. He's Waylon until they changed it to Guy Pierce in the Prometheus series, which I thought was really iconic. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool to bring him back as him, but I gave it a 5.
Yeah, what can you say? You know, there's a reason why this has a 94% for both audience and critics. There's a reason why this is widely considered one of, if not the greatest sequel of all time. I'm not going to sit here and give everything a 5 and then say this movie's a 4. It's not. It is a 5 out of 5 for me as well. Again, I think both Alien and Aliens are 10 out of 10 movies. When we rank them, it's just like, which do I like prefer? Because they're both perfect. I don't really have a problem with either one. This one, if anything, I'd say it's a little long. Some of it drags. Only like early on though, like not once it really gets going, it gets going, but a little long. But other than that, I agree with everything you said. It's a fantastic movie, great cast, great visuals, great action, great suspense. cool creature design. You know, the alien, it's a xenomorph, but it's different, right? It looks a little different. He didn't make the exact same one, which was cool. A flawless film, in my opinion. So we both have a 25 out of 25. There's no even real reason for me to ask you. This is a perfect sequel. There's a few of them out there, like probably those three that we said. And then there's some other good sequels, but those are like the perfect, the holy trinity of sequels, in my opinion. Godfather 2, Aliens, Terminator 2. They're probably the three best sequels, you know, like that hold up from the originals, which are also like classic movies.
Yeah.
So not Twisters. That's not going to get added to the list, but, or what's another one? Men in Black 2. Men in Black 2. Taken 2. None of those are going to be added to the pantheon of great sequels.
Well, we could add Planet of the Apes 2, Dawn. Was it Dawn?
Oh, Dawn is better than Rise.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. That's one of those ones where it's like, it's better than the first one. Whereas these are like, those first ones are, I don't think Rise is a classic. Dawn is like way better, you know? But like Godfather, that's like a cinema. And then Godfather 2 is also amazing. Alien cinema. Aliens also amazing. So Terminator 2 might be better than Terminator 1 by a lot.
I can guarantee you that
by a lot. Okay. So here's what we got coming up. We already said it. Next franchise is going to be the Has Fallen franchise with Uncle Jerry. We got Olympus Has Fallen. We got London Has Fallen and Angel Has Fallen. Now, it's a new month, which means it's a new theme. So I'm also excited when we switch themes. Here's the movies. We're going to be covering Ninja Assassin. We're going to be watching Smoke and Aces. Mm. We're going to be watching Leon the Professional, another Luc Besson movie. Mm. And the theme is Hitman/Assassin movies. All of these movies have to do with some sort of hitmen or assassins. Obviously, Ninja Assassin, it's right in the name.
Out of all of those, the only one I never saw was The Professional.
You're in for a treat.
Yeah, I never
I know you have problems with Luc Besson, but you're in for a treat.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't have problems with him after the first movie, the sequel.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And also, this was 90s Luc Besson. So this was like, this was like Fifth Element. This is when he was still at his like A game.
Best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're in for a treat. I'm going to call it now, and you're going to give the villain a 5 out of 5. Okay. It's Gary Oldman, and he's out of this world. I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
I can't wait for you to watch that one. So yeah, it's going to be a fun month. We got Fallen movies and assassins.
Nice. All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe. Leave some comments on your favorite episodes. And of course, you could take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow Geeks and Flicks on Instagram and TikTok under Geeks, the letter N, Flicks. And of course, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.